Get me in frame, brother.
I mean, you're in frame. I mean, this is...
Better be the whole frame.
The whole kit and caboodle. What does that mean?
400 frames per second.
Yeah? What, I am surprised you know Smoke on the Water. That was pretty cool.
Oh, that little ditty I just played right there?
You want to give it to the people again? You can do it.
Let me rip.
We have nothing but time on our hands.
Let me rip real quick.
Do you know who that song is by?
This is an original I wrote for Deep Purple.
Sounds pretty good.
I'm pretty nice, dude.
That sounds pretty good.
I'll just keep this thing around.
We're doing song requests from now on.
Yeah, dude, hit me with a request.
Andy will bust out a damn acoustic and drop D and play a Day to Remember song.
No, that's the only song I know.
That was nice.
Thanks, man.
How's your day?
My day's been good. My weekend's been good. Wrapping it up. Bird's about to get a win.
God, I hope so.
Did some shows with young Ian Fidance this weekend at Punchline.
Yeah.
Sick. Very sick.
Well, he is gay.
He's so gay. Dude, his crowds kind of appreciate when you say gay and retarded, and I'm like, these are the type people I want to be around.
Yeah, that's like the dream audience is like homos that do like comedy.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, they get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun, though, dude.
How
was your weekend?
Dude, excellent. I watched both Blade Runners. You ever seen Blade Runner?
No.
Kind of sick, actually.
I have not.
It's like sci-fi, like, what's it called? Where the future is bad?
Dystopian.
Dystopian.
Mm-hmm.
Good pull.
Yeah.
that's going to be my name today, Mike Dystopian. But it's like a world where, like, basically clones of humans are made, and then they're slaves. And then that becomes illegal, so then they track them down to kill them.
Okay.
So they kill the slaves instead of... It'd be like at the end of the Civil War if they were like, slavery's bad, and then they killed all the slaves.
Hmm. Interesting.
That's
kind of what they did, the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Like, Jews are bad. They killed the Jews.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Do a better comparison next time, but I get what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
This is the kind of stuff you get at an Ian Fidance show.
No, not me, dude. I don't joke about that type of stuff.
Not funny.
Not funny at all.
No way.
If there's one thing that's not funny, it's the Jews.
I had one call idea today that was inspired by Kyle Regan, because I did Soul Joel's with him.
Mm-hmm.
Was that two nights ago?
Mm-hmm.
And have you talked to him?
Oh, you were in the car when he hit the deer.
I wasn't in the car, but he called us as we were pulling up to the venue. He was like, "Moss man, got something to show you, brother." And this car is so fucked. Apparently, he just dusted a deer on the highway, and there was just blood and deer hair stuck in his lights.
Oh, it stinks so bad.
He said he looked down to take a sip of his drink for 1 second and just clobbered a deer.
And then you got to deal with Soul Joel for an hour and a half after. That's fun.
The show was great. Sold out crowd. 20,
was it?
20 people, I think.
Nice. That's big.
It was hot. Yeah. Went with old Connor Lutz, Philly's funniest winner, 20 years in a row.
Yeah, big Connor Lutz. Are you doing funniest this year?
I don't know.
I was talking to Naeem and Rob about that.
Maybe. I came in fourth.
That's good.
Do I need to do it?
No, you should probably quit.
It's probably not going to get better than that.
Yeah.
The new jokes aren't better than the old jokes, I'll tell you that. I mean, I was trying new shit at Soul Joel's. They were like, play the hits.
Play the hits, brother.
They wanted to hear Hotel California. They didn't want to hear this new shit.
Yeah, sometimes you got to play Because I Got High 10 times. Dude.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you saw that at the...
Afro Man did that.
Yeah.
He played Colt 45 twice and Because I Got High twice.
Shout out Funk and Waffle.
Yeah.
Are you doing funniest?
I don't know, dude. Probably. I don't want to, but I'll probably end up doing it last minute.
Yeah. I know Naeem was talking about, like, when they announced finals. I was like, yeah, I don't know. Or, like, right after they announced the winners, we were, like, in the lobby getting drunk.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I'll do it next year. I feel good about this.
Yeah.
And
I say that every year when I lose in the second round.
So. Yeah.
I'm like, I feel all right with what I've done.
Nah, it was, it is weird to be talking about it now.
Yeah.
That was my big opportunity to make it in the biz. And we
got fourth place,
we
dude.
We fell just short because of Connor Lutz.
You and Naeem blew it, dude. To a fucking cripple and a giant retarded guy.
And both of those are Michael Beavers.
Both Michael Beavers. And then Connor Lutz.
We need to get Beavs on this. He'd be funny.
I would like to get Beavers on here.
Has he done do-rag?
No. He wears one.
But. Hello, folks. Put up a picture of Michael Beavers. Oh, that's funny stuff.
Dude,
Is the guitar going to be distracting?
No, it's fine. It's sitting right here. Mm. The guitar is what Ian Fidance should be.
Oh, yeah.
As in, should be on the podcast, but bailed on us.
Was supposed to be. As did Naeem.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
His nephew?
Yeah, Ian said he had to go chill with his nephew, which is fine, dude. All uncles love their nephews.
Whenever Naeem says uncle or nephew, I always think he's talking about a friend and not someone that's actually his family.
Yeah, or cousin, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Hmm. Huh.
Man, black people are funny. Okay.
All right, let's do calls, dude. I have some good ones. I'm pumped.
You have hype ones?
I have good ones, dude.
All right, let's do it.
Let's go.
Okay.
Thanks for calling the local butcher. May I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Larry Fitzgerald. Who's your supplier for beef over there?
We got a farm in Greeley called Innovative. Why, what's up, man?
Yeah, so I actually have some beef. I don't know how this works, but I have some beef that I'm trying to offload, so I'm calling some local shops. Wanted to see if maybe you were interested.
Yeah, no, we're okay, man. I appreciate you, though.
Okay, are you sure? Because I don't want this stuff to go to waste. I was driving south of, like, Colorado Springs, and I clipped a cow pretty bad, and I got him in the bed, but I thought, you know, maybe you could at least, I don't know if I could donate it, or...
Yeah, no, I mean, we order accordingly, and if we have too much, it's going to go to waste, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks like a good specimen. I mean, he was 30, my car's fucked. I was going, like, I don't know, 90, dusted his ass.
I'll tell you, though. Yeah, well, geez, that's a crazy story. But we're all right. We appreciate the call, though.
What are you, underwater, dude? I'm trying to... is there anywhere nearby that I could call, maybe right, drop the feller off?
No, just good luck with that, man. I gotta go, though, all right?
All right, cool. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, bye.
No, that one was worth it because you said my name's Larry Fitzgerald.
this is Chandler Jones' dog. That was him, right?
Yeah, we're just going to be the 2011 Cardinals for this one. Hey, this is Kurt Carson Warner. Palmer.
It's good stuff. I think he knew like 100% what was up.
I think he was just busy.
Yeah.
I don't think he thought you were fucking with him.
I mean, what could you be doing right now?
Chopping meat.
Yeah, but it's not.
That dude's got the fucking plastic hat on.
It ain't that serious.
No, it's serious.
He's got the saw from Home Depot. Play the song.
Play the song.
You do have to play someone a song. Play him Smoke on the Water. No, I mean, you got it, like, on the phone.
I'll let it rip, dude.
Give a vape shop Smoke on the Water.
Do you guys have, like, this song?
Yeah. That's pretty good. Okay, you want to do one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Clarence Ugoogly from the Colorado State.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, fuck. You ruined it.
I'm sorry. Clarence, you googly? Was that the name? That was the gerbil breeder.
We need a different gerbil breeder. Fuck.
I'm sorry.
There's only one gerbil breeder.
Adam's Pet Safari.
Hi, how are you doing, Adam?
This is Brian. Adam's off today.
Oh, Brian, how are you?
Good.
Good. This is Dr. Clarence Ugoogly from the Rutgers Camden Biology Department.
Okay.
I had a couple questions about gerbils. We've been doing a procedure on a few of the gerbils here in the lab, I don't know if you're familiar with, it's a common procedure now amongst many rodents, where we take the brain of the gerbil and we swap it with that of a turtle.
Okay, I am totally unfamiliar with, hold on a moment.
Modern science is a mystery, Adam.
Hold on.
Okay.
There's no way he gets back on the phone.
You called him Adam again.
I'll keep calling him Adam.
Listen, Adam. How can I help you?
Hi, I was speaking to Adam about... This is Dr. Clancy Googly from the Rutgers Camden Biology Department.
Okay.
We were doing one of the new modern procedures on the gerbils. I don't know if you've heard of it. They've been taking gerbil brains and replacing them with the brain of a small turtle.
Right.
A small panda turtle. The problem we're running into right now, though, with these hybrid gerbils is I don't know what they eat because they're still the size of a gerbil, still all the same parts, but they want turtle food. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You guys have, like, a hybrid turtle-gerbil food down there, something both of them would want?
Yeah, no. No, sorry. Gerbils eat, like, they eat completely different things. Their diets are completely different.
They're way different than turtles. And the thing we've been running into is because gerbils seem to be so fast.
Right.
The turtle brain actually makes it obviously slow down. It doesn't realize how fast it can run.
Mm-hmm.
And we've noticed huge jumps in everything else in the gerbils. I'm sorry.
Have you tried using some kind of like a aquatic turtle pellet? They're pretty heavy on like wheat bran and stuff, so they probably would be okay for a gerbil body.
Okay.
Yeah.
An aquatic turtle pellet for the...
Yep.
And do you guys sell those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll come down, probably not today, but maybe tomorrow I'll come down and check those out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, your name was Adam?
Ryan.
Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
That was a really good call.
Dr. Clarence, you googly.
Very respected in the Camden medical field. Oh, fuck, I was crying during all the beginning of that. Jesus Christ. That was so good. Putting a turtle brain... You never said why. Like, what the objective of the procedure was.
Yeah, I thought of that idea, and I should have thought of it. Like, some type of improvement it made to the gerbil.
No, I
was like, he's making huge jumps and... Everything. He's just slower.
He's doing good stuff. I got a bunch of turtle brain gerbils.
Huge improvements, dude. It's a common procedure. Modern medicine is nuts.
They're doing it all the time now.
Calling him Adam was funny.
Finally, we have the perfect body of a gerbil with the sharp brain of a turtle.
The perfect being.
Just making something that's fucking worthless.
Oh no, we're doing this for real here at Rutgers. We got billions of dollars invested in.
Just like we wanted to make a Frankenstein's monster of the two most retarded animals. Holy guacamole.
It's good stuff.
Play the song. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, God. I can't follow that. Oh.
You got this, dude. Let it rip.
I don't even know what could even come next. Let's...
Dude, the crazy thing is, I got one for after this that to us it might be funnier, but to other people it might be pretty mean.
Okay. Oh, it's the...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, this will be good. God, I'm excited for this episode now.
It's going to be good.
Okay, let's do it.
Thank you for calling Bass Pro and Tracker Boat Tender in Colorado Springs. This is Karen. How can I help you?
Hey, Karen. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Doing fine. Listen, are y'all hiring right now?
I believe we have some positions open. I don't know personally what they are.
Right. So I have lifeguard experience. I'm looking for a place where I can get some shifts as a lifeguard, and I thought Bass Pro Shops might be looking for that right now. I am certified, just trying to get down there in the pool and sit in the chair with my whistle. Would you be the person to talk about that with? I mean, I have a resume I can send you. I have 4 months experience as a lifeguard. I got my own whistle. I've seen these videos of kids playing in the pool, running too fast at Bass Pro Shop, playing in the pool, jumping in, swimming with the fish. I just thought, that's no good.
No. Okay.
$20 an hour.
All right. Well, have a good day.
Okay. So I can. Okay.
I like it first. He was like, he believed it at first.
He gets it?
No, that guy got it. He's a fan. Kieran, gang.
You said Kieran?
I think that was his name.
Holy shit.
That was fun. Bass Pro does not need a lifeguard.
No chance.
No. Call him back and say, are you hiring? I'm a fish. I'm a bass.
This is Bass.
This is Bass. This is Bass. Why are y'all doing this to me?
You're a plague on my family.
You've ruined my family. For generations, you've haunted us.
Do you want me to make the call? Say I'm a fish? The same place?
Yeah, you call him.
Should I do a different Bass Pro Shop than that one?
No, same guy.
Yeah. Well, worth a shot.
Worth a try.
Very stupid anyway. I like that one a lot.
That would have been very funny if he answered again. Same guy.
Yeah, this it's like, what, man? Yeah, this is a bass. glug glug. I hate you guys.
Why are you doing this to me?
What's your fucking deal?
Dude, you're killing women and children up there. Women and children.
That was damn from the
just a bass who's concerned about war rights,
yeah,
war crimes.
The bass that were in the tank when that guy jumped in, probably like, yo,
look at that shiny lure up there, dude.
Yeah, it was a little pickle.
A little pickle.
I mean, when he fell out and like busted his head, that's like,
yeah,
the best thing that a bass will ever see. It's the second coming of Jesus Christ for a bass.
This is how bass get into like Steve-O and other. Bass are like, yo, I'm a huge fan of Steve-O, fool. Bass are just Mexican Steve-O fans. It.
Yo, if there's one thing I love, it's the Raiders, and I love Steve-O.
Yo, that guy Steve-O is so funny, man. Yo, why he do that to himself?
He is stupid.
Yo, Steve-O, you crazy.
All right, you want to do that other call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for calling your local Winn-Dixie store, located at 1838 South Ridgewood Avenue, Edgewater, Florida. To reach customer service or a manager, press 0. Yeah. For a list of our other...
Edgewater Winn-Dixie, how can I help you?
Hey, my name's Kirby Graham. I was in there yesterday. I had an issue with one of the managers. Is the manager on duty right now the same one with that dumb, stupid mustache?
Does he wear
a... You know the one I'm talking about.
Brendan?
Does he have that dumbass mustache?
Yes.
Yeah. Get him on the line, please.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Edgewell, Winn-Dixie, how can I help you?
Yeah, Brendan. Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Kirby Graham. I was in there yesterday. You're the guy with that mustache, right?
I believe so.
The hell is up with that thing?
Ah, man, that's a phenomenal question.
I was in there yesterday. I was shopping for some aged cheeses. Look, online it says you guys have an 18-month-old Vermont in there. I ain't seen none of that. I turned the corner to ask for help. I seen you and that stupid mustache, and I said, I got to get out of here.
Shit, man. I'm sorry about that. Let me ask you a question about this one, actually. Whatever happened to Two Off the Top?
Two Off the Top, what's that?
Come on, man.
No, this is Kirby Graham.
Yep.
You're the guy with the mustache.
So, I'm a guy with a mustache. I'm the wrong guy with a mustache.
Get that dumbass guy with the mustache on the phone.
What's up, man?
Yeah, dude, thank you for your service.
Dude, I'm huge, absolute huge fan of you guys. I really, truly
okay,
am. I was actually hoping you'd talk to the other guy's name's Chris. I probably should have told you that.
Oh, you're the guy? Oh, well, can we get Chris on the phone?
He's not here.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, I'm sorry, man.
Brendan, you're the man, dude. We'll call back and get Chris.
Dude, thank you so much. I really do appreciate you guys. I've been watching y'all from the beginning. I literally dead shit on all the Durag and Durotag, man. I watched all the the battles and whatnot. Huge fan of you guys. Honestly, y'all really make my day so much better.
Brendan, you just made my day, brother. I'm gonna send you $100 in the mail.
Oh my God, is that freaking Rat Boy next to you?
Yes, sir.
Let me talk to Rat Boy.
James, he wants to talk to you.
I had to explain to Drew what a Winn-Dixie is.
Yeah, don't y'all have them in Alabama?
Yeah, they got them there. It's, I don't know. Man, we'll try and get your other homeboy.
I just don't believe I'm talking to you guys right now, that's all. I'm actually kind of shaking right now. I would love to come up there to go to, one of the Philly shows, dude. Y'all are fucking hilarious. I appreciate everything you guys do. This is just so surreal for me. I'm sorry, I'm kind of shaking right now.
Nah, dude, that's sick. Well, don't worry about coming up here. We're going to come down there and do some shows this year, so get hype on that.
Are you serious?
Shoot us a DM. We'll make it happen.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. This is so stupid. I'm actually shaking, dude.
Shit. We gotta terrorize some single moms on Craigslist.
All good. When's the episode coming out?
We'll see you Tuesday on the page.
Oh my God! Thank you guys so much. This is phenomenal.
Gang, bro. Later.
All right, peace.
That dude ruled. Shout out to Brendan.
What a sweetheart.
What a sweetheart.
And fuck Chris.
Yeah, I just said he had a dumbass mustache. He's like big fan.
You ugly ass pussy ass bitch. He's like, dude, I love you so much. Also, the lady there hates that guy.
Yeah, I'm excited for him to hear that back and be like, the fuck did Christina say about me?
That's good, man.
She said, yeah, it's him.
That'll be the one. Well, you still have to... Yeah, let's try and do another one.
Let's do one more.
Shout out that guy, fucking Florida. We're desperate to come do stand-up in your town this year. Please.
Seriously. Let us know.
The show's not great. We're not good at prank calls. That guy hates us. We are very good at stand-up comedy.
We got a couple jokes.
Fourth place, Philly's funniest. I think Drew signed up one.
Quarterfinalist.
Hell yeah. Let's make it happen.
All right, give me a lawyer on the phone.
Old Law, Matthew Gold speaking.
Hi, Matthew. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, man. I had a couple questions about a pending case that I'm going through. I think you might be the guy to help.
Okay. Yeah, what's going on?
First of all, my name is Balthazar. Nice to speak with you. So what happened was I was placed under a citizen's arrest the other day. I was yelling at the mailman. He was being a little gay. I snapped on him, and he placed me under a citizen's arrest. And I don't know what to do because I've been just kind of standing here waiting for anything to happen, really. I don't know if I'm allowed to leave. I don't know if I'm allowed to... I don't even know if I'm allowed to make this phone call. I really don't know what the limitations are on citizens' arrests.
Okay, so you're under citizens' arrest right now by the mailman?
The mailman placed me under citizens' arrest on Friday. I just got to be able to recharge my phone right now.
What does that mean? Tell me specifically what he did.
He said, sir, I'm placing you under arrest. And then I've kind of just been standing here waiting to hear back from him or anybody else on, like, what to do next.
I don't understand. It's Sunday.
Right.
You said this happened Friday.
Yes, I stood outside for 2 days because I thought I was arrested.
You've been standing outside for 2 days?
Well, yeah, I didn't know if I was even allowed inside. I was placed under...
Where did he go?
He left. Oh, he got back in the mail truck and skedaddled.
Okay, he can't just, like, say magic words and wave a magic wand, and that means you physically can't move.
So I'm good.
Yeah. You're not in his custody whatsoever. If he wants to make a police report about this situation and the police want to come actually arrest you, you know, that's one thing, but yeah.
I would hope not.
Him just saying you're under citizen's arrest means you have to freeze and stay there forever.
Well, that's what I thought, and I'm happy I did finally today decide to get to a phone and ask him whether...
I've been standing outside. You haven't slept. You haven't eaten. You haven't done anything.
I'm starving. No, I just wanted to make sure I was still allowed to technically eat and everything. I thought I was arrested.
That doesn't... Okay. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, well, I'm really hungry now, but I'm happy that I'm allowed to eat food again.
Okay, yeah. He has no control over your body right now.
All right.
It's just a mail.
What is this going to cost me?
What is what going to cost you?
Like this consultation I'm having right now.
This is not it's not going to cost you anything.
This is free legal advice?
It's not even legal advice. I don't even know what to tell you.
Well, what do you mean?
It's more...
2 minutes ago, I thought I was going to jail. I thought I was going to citizen's jail.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a citizen scientist myself.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to you, bud.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
That guy was really funny.
He's like, what are you fucking retarded? You didn't need anything?
I thought I was going to get in trouble. Just doing freeze tag rules.
He's like, you don't have to freeze.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, that guy was awesome. I'm gonna tag him in that. I'm tagging him for sure.
If you guys want free law advice, he's giving it out.
Yeah, that guy will hook you up.
If I ever get a divorce, I know who I'm calling.
He's like, yo, they can't do that to you.
A bitch cannot do that to you.
I'm like, so I'm good.
Where's the mailman? He got in his truck and he skedaddled. You're under a citizen's arrest. And then just keeps throwing packages onto porches.
He's like, yo, wait here. Well, because originally the guy, like,
Expelliarmus,
he made it seem like, or I guess I made it seem originally like I'd been kidnapped for 2 days.
Yeah,
and I was like, no, I've been just outside.
I'm in my yard.
Yeah, just in front of my house where I yelled at the mailman.
You called him gay.
I called him gay. He said he's arrested me.
Oh fuck, that's really good.
All right, let's do one more and then watch the birds.
Oh yeah, okay.
I want to watch an Eagles win today.
Oh yeah, let's do. Okay, good idea.
You have reached the 1-800-GAMBLER helpline. Please listen carefully to the following two choices. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and you need immediate help, press 1 now.
Problem Gamblers Helpline.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little torn. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. The Eagles start in a couple of minutes. They're -4.5 away at the Giants, week 18, must win for playoff seeding. And I think that's a lock. I mean, -4.5 is a soft line.
Right.
Do they play in a dome? I don't even remember.
I don't know. Do you want to stop gambling?
Well, I want to stop losing. I've been losing. I've lost. I did, like, first time anytime touchdown parlays the past, like, 3 weekends. I lost my ass on that. So just trying to get a W in the column.
I'm sorry. I can't help you with that.
What is this?
If you want to stop. We help people who want to stop gambling. We offer counseling and Gamblers Anonymous meetings.
Oh, but you don't do advice on, like, parlay, like, any kind of...
No, sir.
Okay. Okay, can you pick green or blue and pretend it doesn't have anything to do with gambling? Just pick one randomly, green or...
No, sir, I'm sorry, I can't.
Shit, okay. All right, well, I have egg on my face. I'm sorry for wasting your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just asking the sweetest old lady, pick green or blue. Is that a man with a crippling gambling addiction?
I promise it has nothing to do with -4.5 at the Giants in MetLife Stadium.
Do they play in a dome?
That can affect the spread, baby. It's like you're telling me. I mean, Bill Belichick already lost his last game as a Patriot today. This is
that is what they're saying.
The winds of change are blowing, lady, and I'm trying to make some bag off this thing.
Caleb Williams coming home to Boston.
The FanDuel is empty, by the way.
Oh yeah, mine's fucking shot.
I mean, this thing is cooked.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a miracle, and then I'll re-up that.
Well, it's several people requested the Gamblers Hotline. I don't know if we had done that one yet, but who would have thought? The lady was a real hoot.
We got some good ones coming up, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once
dude.
These people answer the phone.
We have multiple that we've been trying every week. Once it lands, this is going to be a big mamma jamma.
We got some people on the line. Keep going off.
this was really good. Gerbil turtle brain. I'm going to fucking have a stroke tonight thinking about that.
Yeah, that was very fun.
Do you want to play us one more tune?
Shout
to
out to the Rutgers science department. Let me get a fly, Eagles fly.
On the road to victory. Listen to that. Good stuff. Thank you to everyone on the Patreon. You can always send in requests for us to do shit up there. Fucking let us know where to come do stand-up comedy this year, please.
Please.
Get me out of this place.
Yeah. And fucking suck our dicks, dude.
Thank you.
Bye.